Is it enough? Is it warranted? Does it pull enough activity into the state? You know, we want to make sure that you give it to people that are promoting Maryland in some way in their film. I know most people don't realize this is shot in Maryland. We want to help. And I think I'm the only member of the Screen Actors Guild in the legislature because I used to do acting and did a little soap work. But, you know, so I want to help. I supported them the first time around. I haven't seen that the revenue was there from the tax credit we gave before, so I want to make sure it's there for this one. I want to make sure it's going to generate revenue for the state.
So you're waiting to see before you figure
out. Yeah, we're still pulling all the facts and figures. We have not moved it in ways and means because we're still studying it. We would like to be able to move it and like to be able to promote it. We want it to be, you know, a job creator in some way, and it does bring other revenue here. But we want to make sure that it's doing it, and then I would support it.
The fact that the producers sent a letter to the governor and the speaker and everybody...
is he coming?
Had a limo here. Sorry about that. The fact that they sent a letter saying, we're going to pull out if you don't give us our tax break. Are they trying to scare you? I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, you know, I mean, people might feel it makes the state look bad, but I think we want to make sure it's the right thing to do. I know there's not a lot of support and with some groups. It's kind of hard to say to our constituents here that you're not going to get a tax break, but we're going to give it to a big company. But like I said, if it's generating jobs, if it's generating revenue, then we'll look at it. I don't respond to that type of pressure stuff. I try to vote a bill on its own merit.